for our for the free audience until tomorrow. So everybody watching this right now is a BSP, and I welcome you. And the only difference is that we're going to keep everything non-topical, meaning we won't mention the Super Bowl. You can see behind me, though, that there's lots of chit-chat. There's Mark Wahlberg, you know, because he's a fucking, because he comes from Boston or whatever the fuck. So let's get his ass in there to talk. Mark Wahlberg's a good actor. I like him, but, you know, I don't need to hear his ass morning, fucking noon and night on every goddamn thing in the history of the world, because that's what I do. I'm a commentator, man. I'm a satire kind of shit, you know? This motherfucker is in the movies, and there he will stay until he's let out of his box and allowed to go to the supermarket to get whatever he needs, and then go back to his fucking box, and then he's summoned to go to his movie, and he does that, and he goes back to the box. Me, I get to roam. I've licensed to roam. I'm free range. I'm a free range guy. I'm a free range loudmouth. But cats like that, Wahlberg, no. And that's how that works. See, I've got the solution that everybody complains about. How come we always got here for celebrities? Well, let me explain something. The celebrities you're talking about will probably tell you they have a right. And they do. And if there is anything like social awareness I would say that the celebrities are way down the list of people who should have more social awareness. Like, let's talk about, say, for instance, anybody just getting up at 3 a.m. and tweeting all kind of shit. And they may have quite a influence. So it depends. What I do for a living is I talk my fucking guts loose on all kinds of shit. I satirize it, make it funny if I try to. That's what I do. And I sign my name to it, so I'm not like hiding. All right, so enough of that. That was, because I like I said, I like Mark Wahlberg. I think the dude is he's a good actor, man. Good natural actor. I mean, this guy, I don't know, you know, how long he's been training or studying. I think he was great in The Departed. Okay. I think he was great in the, I don't know what else. Whatever else he did. It's fucking great. So, found out from my, from our guys over at, Lean Mean that, you know, we're still a few weeks out with the debut of the new website. And on top of that, we're rolling out, concurrent with that, we're rolling out marketing stuff. This is all behind the scenes. I apologize, but you know, you guys know, if you've been with me for any length of time, you know that there's no way you can say, yes, it'll be ready today, because what if there's some stuff that isn't right? Well, you know, what if there's some shit that is, it needs to be worked on? And that is the case more so with websites than anything else I ever goddamn saw. And such is the case with our website. So it'll be ready. It'll be ready soon. It'll be rock and roll, and you'll love it. And you who are BSPs right now will be grandfathered in with everything that you have. At the current price, you know, so you won't be paying any more. You won't be paying any more. Forevermore, for as long as you are a subscriber, you'll pay exactly what you're paying now, okay? And that's a beautiful thing, and that gives you, you know, incentive, I think, to hang with us. But there will be, for non-subscribers, people that haven't subscribed to the show yet, there will be new pricing tiers, and they will be, it's not going to be a lot, you know, it's not going to be like $85 billion. It's going to be, you know, higher than it is now. There'll be three tiers. Let me see what, three pricing tiers, all offering different things, gradually increasing what they represent on up to the really, to the fucking top, man. Now, by the way, speaking of that, Terry and Charlie's birthday was Friday night in Atlanta, and I could not get there, but I did cut a tape. Margaret and I and everybody, we cut this little kind of happy birthday to Charlie. Margaret sang happy birthday. It was wretched.
How dare you?
Well, it was.
You're right, but how dare you?
How dare I? Or
yes, how do you dare? How? What is the actual process?
Well, first of all,
never mind.
Right. So let's get this shit going, man. So that's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna have we're gonna talk about something that I think is the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. So therefore, it must be pretty good. There must be something to it, you know. And that is the following. Should we have the Monday off after Super Bowl? Should it be a national holiday? Harvey Wehrman will weigh in. Tom Catton is rethinking his life and his whole commitment to healthy things because he's taken nothing but shit here over the last year since he's been associated with this show. As he says, he's taken it up the butt in a variety of ways. And so Tom Catton is going to come on. It's going to be like this sort of.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. Well, hello, Phil. I hope that I'm not disturbing you, but life has not been good. No, it has not. And the reason why it hasn't been good is because ever since I've been associated with your program, I've taken it clean up the butt. I've gotten all kinds of goofy fan mail. It's not fan mail at all. It's harassing mail saying that I probably take it in the ass, and I'm do I have sex with the free-range chicken that I advertise at the Tom Catton Bargain of the Week?
Well, you're getting a lot of...
See, those are all crank letters, Tom.
Crank letters, though they may be, they are just ferocious.
Who's this dude on the... Who's this dude on the show on the far left? That's Mark Wahlberg. And by the way, I'm pulling for the Falcons in the game today. And I just am. I like the Patriots. I do. They're a great team. They're a brilliantly coached team. But I just don't want them to win. I want Atlanta to fucking win. I think they will win. I think it'll be an upset. I think Atlanta's going to have their defense challenged mightily, but... especially in the red zone, but I'm just going to be pulling for Atlanta. I mean, you know, if it gets out of hand, it gets out of hand. If the Patriots win, the Patriots win. But who would I be, man, if I wasn't sticking with my old hometown there?
What?
They're revisiting Billy Buckner blowing that ground fucking ball in 86. Like he needs to hear about that, you know. I got ESPN on the other line here. By the way, thank you very much. Congratulations, Everton. 6-3. This is soccer talk, so, you know. 6-3 to Bournemouth. You had them 3-0 at the half. How the fuck that? I mean, I watched it because after the fact, I found out what the score was, so I wasn't going crazy, but I watched it. You guys almost blew a 3-0 lead. Bournemouth gets two goals back. That's fucking Everton from last year. That's the Roberto Martinez Everton from last year. That's you guys couldn't play fucking defense to save your ass. But they got Romelu Lukaku, who scored 4 fucking goals in that motherfucker. He now leads the Premier League in goals scored with 16. And thank God. I'll tell you what went wrong, because I was watching the game. All right. And then I turned it off. I had to do some shit. And I thought, oh, fuck, I'm going to find out what the score was. And I looked, and it was 6-3. That's when I turned it back on to find out how that disaster happened. But I saw Everton in the first half. All you guys grinning, laughing, running around like you're at a fucking a birthday party. That's why you came out flat in the second half. To the extent that there are any Everton fans listening to me, which I highly doubt. So the Hall of Fame, man, is LaDainian Tomlinson, he's been nominated for the Hall. Is he going in? Executive order about executive orders. Create your own Trump executive order. Now, what is this thing? President Trump has signed a vote to draft your own executive order. What? Whatever. Way too much to do. I clicked on online generator and I got a picture of him. So I don't know. I'm sure it's something I'm doing. I don't even think the press, and I don't even think you guys watching and listening to me right now, I don't even think you know just how fucked up things can get with this guy. Just, you know, right now the press is saying, wow, it sure is fucked up there in Congress. Well, eventually it'll straighten itself out. Really? Anyway, Super Bowl 51 tonight, 6:30. So we will be off in time for that. Why are they, 30-30. They're doing a whole thing on that guy who, I don't know why they're continually doing this. The Cubs have won the World Series, so the dude who interfered with the foul ball back in whenever it was, 2003, was it? The guys that were least pissed about it were the Cubs. They were the least, they really didn't give a fuck, you know. I mean, they did, but they didn't. They said, well, yeah, sure, it was fucked up, but hey, we played like shit, so... All right, we're streaming, bro. This is so fucked up, man. God damn it. Every night. Motherfucking show will be ready by the show. Man, I blew it out the last few days. I ate like a fucking pig yesterday and Friday. And what happened Friday? Oh, Friday, Because, I'll tell you why, Friday. Oh, yeah, because we were at the Hollywood Improv. And by the way, thank you all for coming out and joining us. I haven't even mentioned that. It was a great time. Saw Charlie again out there. Charlie, you're a maniac. There was Charlie hanging at the bar, man from Sherman Oaks. And I met a few folks from around town. Were there. Some local BSPs were there. But it was a great time at the Hollywood Improv. It really was. Jamie Flan and everybody on his staff, brilliantly, wonderfully helpful, and can't thank you enough. In March, we're going to start doing our shows from UCB, and we'll give you dates on that, and that's going to be completely, incredibly, you know, I'm just really looking forward to that. So that was it, and we had a good time, and and I also tweeted from the Pala Hotel, which is where I stay when I'm in town there, because it beats the shit out of driving 40 fucking miles back to the El Pacifico, man, when we're all done. But this one guy's got a Brady shirt on and a Falcon hat, and he's just all, yeah! Woo! For who, man? Anyway, what a fucking dinner they served there, man. I went into their little cafe they have for dinner about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I forget when I moseyed in. And, man, it was delicious. They had this corn on the cob sprinkled with Parmesan and cilantro roasted. You ain't had anything like it, man. It's the best thing you ever had. Then I had a sea bass that was out of this fucking world, man. Just marinated and a beautiful thing, you know. And then went upstairs and jerked off. No, I went upstairs and went to sleep is what I did. Or I tried to, you know. It's difficult sometimes to sleep when the weight of the world is on your shoulders. And by the way, this morning as I was going to get coffee, I heard a guy on Kogo Radio.
Right, so it's one of those things that you're going to be looking for, Phil. And I think that it's probably...
I swear to God, the guy had a lateral lisp. And I don't want to mention his name. I don't want to single him out. I don't want to say, you know, his initials are. No, I won't do that. GC. But, because I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. Well, he did. He had a lateral lisp. Don't you think you ought to point those things out? I'm looking at myself in the... I'm looking at the monitor. Just, this is a really kind of a funny look. That's me. There I am. That's Phil. That's there you are, Phil. At this golden years of your life, just. Allie said to me once, one of our BSPs, "Don't ever shave the beard because your face without the beard is pretty rough to look at." And she's right. But at one time, it was a handsome face. But the ravages of time, you know. However, Allie, I got to trim this motherfucker down, man. Showing up right now is Vic Bill. I don't know who the fuck they are. They look like Falcons. They got to be Falcons. Those have got to be Atlanta Falcons. I don't know who they are, but man, those are some fines you've got on. All right. Let's. Dude, what is the story here, man? With the spots for this week, huh? This is the sixth, Jim. Yep, here we go. We got a nice load. Wait a minute, motherfucker. I don't want that shit. I want the goddamn schedule. Oh, wow. You are really pissing me off now. Where's the schedule, motherfucker? Where is the fucking schedule? This is a big budget. Yeah, this is a big announcement here. Right on, I got it. Is this the same goddamn one?
It's concerning its Reg A Tier 2 securities offering. Any indication of interest involves no obligation or commitment.
Yeah, it sure is. Instead of having sweet dreams about you. It's my movement watch. Well, you can't see it. I got a new one. All right. This one's a little more conservative. It's blackface with gold band. I like it. I like it a lot, man. You know. What is this? Blue Apron. Okay. Good. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that. Blue Apron's delicious. Christ, are they great? You guys try it. You got to do this, Blue Apron. I'm not shitting you. I had a Polynesian, no, excuse me, it was Indonesian salmon, coconut salmon. It wasn't really coconut. I can't really put it that way, but it was goddamn good.
What?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday. Here's an idea. Just put down Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday instead of Monday. Then the other spot's Tuesday and Wednesday. Does that mean Tuesday and Wednesday, or does it mean Tuesday or Wednesday? We'll never know. We'll never know. I'm Clyde Gernsdale, and this is Beyond Belief. Beyond Belief with Clyde Gernsdale. Stories of the supernatural, the abnormal, and the way weird. Now, Clyde Gernsdale, or whatever his name is, I forgot. Thank you very much for that, and that makes me feel valued and special here. Sorry, I'm just, yeah. You're just all right. You're unjust. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.